Open our minds, warm our hearts, but also bend our wills, for we seek to hear your word. Please be seated. This morning, I want to tell you of a time that I was put into a box. A box labeled ENFJ. It was my first week at Virginia Seminary, and in our practice of ministry class, our first lesson on the syllabus was called Getting to Know Who You Are. Our first step in getting to know who we were was to write a reflection paper about our life in the past. We were asked not to leave anything out. They wanted to know it all, the good, the bad, and the ugly. They made it clear that as priests, we would often have to keep other people's secrets, but keeping our own was not advised. It was a time of true vulnerability, as coming to terms with oneself often is. And then it got even more personal. We were asked to share the stories of our lives with classmates and professors. It was the first time I'd ever really told my story to someone. And I must admit, it was incredibly liberating. Funny how vulnerability and liberation often go hand in hand. As the lesson was ending, we were given a test. A test called the Myers-Briggs test. It seemed to hold all of the answers about who we were at that moment, and also who others perceived us to be. Weeks later, the test results were returned to us. And as we read through the test results, our professor, Dr. Furlow, took a huge roll of blue painter's tape and made 16 small interconnected boxes on the floor in front of us. And then, with a simple pen and paper, he labeled them. Each one of you, he said, will fit into one of these boxes. And if you look at the last page of your test results, you'll know where you fit in. Mine read ENFJ, which meant I was an extroverted, intuitive feeler who liked to organize and empathize. That was my box. And in some ways, I put myself there. And in other ways, I was placed there. In our reading this week, we meet Jesus and his disciples at Caesarea Philippi, the epicenter of cultural conformity, an extravagant palace, an amphitheater, and a big port. All around Jesus and his disciples were riches and pleasure, excess and privilege. But also around them was slavery. Workers built great buildings for little or no pay. Fishermen were out at sea for days on end looking for food to sell. People cleaned latrines and swept floors. And children begged for food in the street. Caesarea was, in many ways, a microcosm of the world in which we live today. It's imperative that we recognize this so that we don't make the mistake of believing that Jesus ministered to some perfect world in which all people were treated with respect and dignity and equality. No, Jesus' world was much like ours. In the midst of it all, Jesus had moments in his ministry when he knew exactly who he was in relationship to the world. Times when he could say with clarity, "I am. I am the bread of life. I am the good shepherd. I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am the true vine, the resurrection and the life. I am the light of the world. But Jesus also had moments in his ministry when he needed to look to others and ask, "Who do you say that I am?" Today, our lectionary presents us with one such instance. While standing in the midst of a messy world, Jesus asks his disciples, "Who do you say that I am?" And Peter quickly answers, "You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God." The next logical question, I think, is how does Peter know that Jesus is the Messiah? In two parts, I think he knows. First, he knows because, as the gospel says, God has revealed this truth to Peter. He knows because God is somehow telling him that this is truth. But he knows also, I think, because of his experiences of Jesus and his ministry in the world. He has seen Jesus heal the blind and the lame, cleanse the leper, make the deaf to hear, raise the dead, and bring good news to the poor. He knows that in some way, Jesus is who he is because of what he does. Not merely the flesh and blood that he is, but the living sacrifice that he is, holy and acceptable to God. In this, we are reminded that often who we are is what we do. And Paul, in his letter to the Romans, reminds us that we are to follow the example of Jesus, who did not conform to the structures of society which oppressed and marginalized, but who instead transformed the world by who he was and what he did. At this very pivotal and tense time in our community, we are all in some way faced with the question, who am I? There will be days ahead when we can say for ourselves with definitiveness, I am an activist. I am a peace promoter. I am a friend, a mother, a Christian. But there will also be days when we, like Jesus, need to look to others and ask, and who do you say that I am? The day that I was put into a box, I learned a lesson of great value. I learned that I was able to tell someone the story of who I was, and also to articulate who I believed myself to be at that moment in time. But the lesson, I think, ended too soon. It answered who I had been, and it answered who other people thought that I was, but I was still left wondering, who does God want me to become? Scripture tells us that God is the great I am, the Alpha and the Omega, the one who was and is to come. And like God, we have a future. We have another day to say to the world, this is who I am. We have another chance to say to ourselves and to our community that we stand for something greater, that we will not stand idly by and watch while our brothers and sisters suffer oppression and violence, that we will not think ourselves better than others because of the privileges we've been awarded, and we will not use our gift for selfish gain, but rather for the common good. To each one of you, it doesn't matter how far you've fallen, because you're never beyond God's grasp. And it doesn't matter how much you've achieved, because there's always room for improvement. There will be days when we can say with all certainty, I am. And there will be days when others put you into a box and label you something that is not the full extent of who you are. There will be days when we can only be described by what we do, and there'll be days when we feel like we have no clue. But always, always we should say, I am a child of God. I have been given a gift to share. And together, as one body, we can break free from our boxes and transform the world in which we live. Amen.